almost 2 years during which I've continued to wait for Ty's promises of less time at the office and more time at home to actually bear fruit. Only they never have. And I guess this is what it has taken to make me see that they never will. Me, sitting on a suitcase, alone in our house, waiting for something that's not going to happen. Waiting for Ty to realize that we hardly even know each other anymore. Waiting for him to remember how much he had once loved me. Waiting for him to miss me. I feel my phone vibrate in the pocket of my jacket. I know without looking that it's Ty. Calling to make sure I've canceled our tickets and gotten as much of a refund as I can, considering that it's last minute. I know that he'll also want to make sure I'm back to my cheerful self. He'll be waiting for the note of impending forgiveness in my voice, the one that tells him he doesn't need to feel guilty. I'll be here, as I always have. Things happen, plans get changed. Buck up and move on. I pull the phone from my pocket, stare at his name on the screen. I lift my thumb to tap answer. I'm poised to do every one of the things that Ty expects of me. I really am. Then I picture myself alone in this house every day from 6:30 to 8 o'clock at night, and I just can't.